We've got a special interview about this week's Marquette Rockestra Sounds of the 60s. I'd like to welcome John Teichman and Dan Truckee to the studios. Welcome, fellas.
Hey, how you doing, Hans?
Thank you very much. Yeah. Good to be here.
All right. Are you practicing for Thursday night?
Yes. He's practicing.
Now, this is kind of a follow-up from last year's Smash, the Sgt. Pepper's commemoration of the 50-year anniversary, which now is 51 years ago, a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
But I know I went to that one and walked out of there going, oh, I'd love to see this again or something like it. And apparently a lot of folks felt the same way. This is a back by popular demand kind of a thing.
Yeah, most certainly. In fact, there were a bunch of people who were really indignant we didn't do it again, you know, like a second show, which, you know, if we had done a second show, I think we might have sold out the second show. There was so much interest, and people after the fact who said, I heard that was incredible. Are you doing it again? And we're like, no, it was a one-time thing. But we knew that after that we would do something this year and see how it would go. So yeah. It's been quite a several months of planning and rehearsing.
Did it take a while to come up with something you thought would be a good follow-up to Sgt. Pepper's?
Yeah, it took a little while. I think a couple of meetings, basically, to kind of... We did a poll. That was it. We had a list of like 15 ideas, and then we did an internal poll with our planning committee and everyone. And this was the idea that people thought would be the best as a 60s review.
Okay. So before we move on, you guys are here in the studio. Who are some of the other... This is a big group of folks involved. Who's on the planning committee? Who gets things going?
Well, it's like a musical guild. Is that a good way to describe
that's a really good way to describe it.
I mean, we have incredibly talented people across the city of Marquette, across the Upper Peninsula. And all told, would you say there's 40, 50 individuals involved?
A little over 40, yeah.
So, I mean, these are all names that you know. A lot of the people from last year are returning. The spotlight is really being shown on our local musical youth, market area, public school students, vocalists, and instrumental players. So those are some of the things I can talk about. But who else would you mention?
Well, yeah, I mean, if you think of some of your favorite bands, you know, like the Flatbroke Blues Band or... other bands that play in the area. I know the Amnesians are no longer really working together, but a lot of the people are
remember them.
Remember the Amnesians. the Palestras and various people. Actually, when we started last year, what the basis at really beginning was Dave Stenzis was doing these Beatles, John Lennon nights and Beatles nights. And out of that came a couple of Beatles groups. I was in one and they had another one. And so when we decided to do Sgt. Pepper, we kind of culled from those groups and then we brought in other people that we played with. And so that's kind of how it all started. And some of those people are involved. We've brought in a bunch of new people as well. A lot of vocalists and then students from the school. So it's really kind of, it's now just coming together. For weeks, it was just this fragmented kind of weird thing. And now it's finally gelling and it's really cool.
So what's some of the music you're going to be playing? What are some of the things you're doing?
Well, it's a top secret set list of 27 songs.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about Hans's radio program, and you don't know what he's playing until maybe he tells you afterwards. So this is truly going to be a W906 Queen City Radio Sounds of the 60s. So the idea that there will be a DJ reading back the tracks throughout the show, but we're still, you know, even the program. Tell them about the program.
Well, yeah, the program will not have the songs listed on it. It'll only have the players' names.
Okay.
And so the idea is that the audience will not know what's coming up next.
Tune in.
Last year it was, you know, we had a whole, it was like an orchestra type of program, and it worked because everybody knew what we were playing. It was the album.
Yeah.
So we treated it like it was an orchestra type piece. And this year, it's totally different. It's going to be more spontaneous in its presentation and less history and more just fun and music. Less talk, more music is how we approached it this year.
Or you could say, tune in. turn on.
Yes.
Rock out.
Rock out. Yes. Long live rock.
Will there be slides in the background or anything? It's a multimedia show.
Yeah, that's the plan. John's in charge of that. John, you can talk about that.
Yeah, no pressure. So there will be psychedelic visualizations like we had last year. I think the mantra that I repeated was, you know, we're turning Kauffman Auditorium into the Fillmore Auditorium for one night only.
Right.
And so Jim Pinnell upstairs in the booth doing a lot of stuff over on top of the original flowing, undulating clouds and images and stuff. And I think really, you know, it all comes together. Mm-hmm. I really feel like it's important. Like, I feel like, okay, I've got my lane. I'm going to stay in my lane. I know what I'm doing. But then when you get together with all the people, even when the drums were played last night, you said it startled the students because
mm-hmm.
it was like this full rock experience where it had just been a narrow instrumental piece before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the dynamic that happens when we start rehearsing with the students who up to that point have been listening to the record with their instructor and working on it, and all of a sudden they've got this whole full band behind them. Pow! You know, it throws them off, but then they got into it and they really started to respond to it. It takes a little while, but it's really cool to have these young people involved. It surprised me. They know this music a lot better than you think they would.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't listen to music from the 20s and 30s when I was their age, which would have been the equivalent.
Yeah.
They know this, a lot of this music. Yeah.
Well,
you
didn't have those 20s and 30s radio stations.
We did
constantly.
Not. We did not. So, you know, that's the big difference. But they're really versed in a lot of this music and are really responding well. And I just know from last year they all were just ecstatic afterwards, and I'm expecting the same.
Now, last year, didn't they actually, weren't they the focus band or performers for one of the Sergeant Pepper tunes?
Yeah, and they will have that same honor this time.
Nice.
We do have them playing on more songs, though, and featured more than we did last year. That was one of the things last year people said, oh, you should have the song students featured more. So as much as their schedule allowed, we've got them playing more and really going to work hard that they're more central focused in the show rather than just a bunch of old fogies playing rock and roll, you know.
Yeah.
So it's going to have a mix of both things, actually. Yeah. It's going to be very cool.
It's kind of a really cool event because it's a fundraiser for the MAPS music departments again, right?
Mm-hmm.
With MAPS music department students involved.
And instructors,
you know?
Yeah.
It's
they'll be
really
playing too. All of them are playing.
Yeah.
It's really cool. They all get into it.
How has it been? I mean, if you've got over 40 folks working on this, how's rehearsal? How's organizing? Oh, Dan's looking stressed.
I'm fine. No, it's been good. It's always a story. I never went into this, you know, naive thinking, oh, it'll be easy. No, mm-hmm. It's just the nature of putting something like this on. And I think, you know, in the future, if we do this again, we'll make more tweaks to it just to make it a little simpler. We try to do a lot of rehearsals over weeks to lead up to it. And it just becomes really complicated when you get that many people to try to, you know, organize it. And, you know, because everybody has lives and jobs mm-hmm. and kids. And so, I think more of a symphony model. You know, when the symphony does a concert, they don't rehearse together for weeks.
Right.
They show up like two or three days before the show and they rehearse and do it. And then we might be able to learn something from that, I think. Because for me, our best rehearsals are always at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And some of that comes from us being able to having played songs together more. But the truth is that it's that energy right before a show that, you know, when everybody's there and you can work on it.
You can see it's happening.
Yeah, I think next year if we do it again, we'll have to rethink some of that. It just becomes really challenging to get everybody there. And mm-hmm. and when you only have, when you have like 10 people playing in a song and only three show up for the rehearsal, you know, it kind of, and it's not anyone's fault. It's just the way, it's the nature of it. And they're rock musicians, a lot of them. So they're mm-hmm. not used to that kind of structure. You know, they it becomes almost like being in a band's class versus, playing a gig somewhere, you know. And so it's a struggle for everybody.
Yeah.
But so but with that said, the reason we do it is because the end result is fantastic. And last year it was, you know, we all just were floating on Cloud Nine afterwards. So that's why we did it again this year. Regardless.
How did the fundraiser go last year? I mean, in terms of how much were you able to raise for the school?
I think we raised about $7,000 total for the school. So, you know, we're hoping for more this year. You know, one thing last year, we lucked out because it was the 50th anniversary of Sergeant Pepper. And so there was promotion, not only our promotion, but it was on TV everywhere. There were documentaries out there. Yeah. So people were seeing it everywhere. And then our concerts. So we had this natural tie-in. It's a little different this year. We don't have that same tie-in. So we hope that people will still be excited to come.
Yeah, I mean, it's the sound of like the first American teenage music. Mm-hmm. You think about sort of that post-Kennedy era in the 60s. That was like, you know, American teenagers were driving the economy in terms of the music that was on the radio. And now we have the teenagers of today playing that music. And it's a really nice cyclical thing because these songs are 40, 50 years old. And a lot of them really hold up. And the interpretations that are being done are really, I think you've got to hear them live.
Okay. And where is this taking place again?
Kauffman Auditorium, June 14th. That's Thursday night at 7:30 p.m.
And where can folks get tickets?
Well, they can get tickets at all the NMU ticket outlets, the Barry Center, Forest Harvest Theater, or the bookstore. They can also get them at the door, and they can also buy them online at NMU tickets.
Okay. Great. We've been talking to Dan Truckee and John Teichman from the Marquette Rockestra. The Sounds of the 60s fundraiser for the Marquette Area Public Schools comes your way this Thursday evening. Tickets also available at the door, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
But last year, people lined up around the block.
I know.
Yeah.
I got there, and I'm like, oh, I'm glad I got tickets.
And it was a cool feeling for all those kids to be able to go peek out the door. Look at all the people that are lined up to see you.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It's going to be a great event. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, we sure hope so.
And you're not going to tell us about any of the tunes or things. You're not going to squeak any of that out.
All the songs that you know and love.
Yeah, as we said earlier today, these aren't deep cuts. You know, these are the hits, folks. We are only playing the hits.
All killer, no filler.
You know, but
are you the DJ? Yeah. You got all the lines, man. Is there going to be a DJ on stage?
Yes, we will have a DJ on stage, as a matter of fact.
DJ Power Pop. Dad Rock right here.
Dad Rock.
You don't want to turn people away. All right, gentlemen, thanks so much for coming in. We hope you have a great turnout on Thursday.
Thanks a lot, Hans.